Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are things up there?
A little snowy, just off and on, lightly.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, we're not getting that. We have an absolutely beautiful late October day. It's cloudy. It's cool. We had 30 degrees this morning. Just absolutely beautiful. It's quite a week since we last spoke. Since we last spoke, I was talking about how we were moving in toward the end of the driest October since the early 1940s. And, of course, the temperature was considerably above normal for the whole first 3 weeks of the month. Well, that made quite a change. And the month that was so warm, above normal, and dry is ending cooler than normal with wet. And we had an amazing storm this week. Absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I think we got a good amount of it, probably more than you got on this. And the statistics were absolutely amazing. At the Weather Service in Duluth, they recorded about 3 inches of rain, which is pretty impressive. Little over 3 inches of rain, which is pretty impressive for any time in October. However, my rain gauges here at home, I had about twice that. I had almost 7 inches of rain in it. I just couldn't believe how much precipitation it was. One day on Tuesday, it almost filled up the entire rain gauge.
Wow.
4.5 inches. And then there was some rain in it from a previous day, so about 5 inches was in that rain gauge at the same time. I just couldn't believe it. It's just amazing. The snow started after that. We got most of our snow on Wednesday, and of course there was no school on Wednesday, which was very early in the season for no school. But the Weather Service reported in Duluth near 8 inches of snow, which made for another interesting statistic for October. It was the fourth snowiest storm ever recorded in October. And this goes back a number of years, more than 100 years, and it was the fourth snowiest ever recorded. Out here where I live, it was only about 3.5 inches of snow, but nevertheless enough to really take note. Very, very wet snow. Temperatures since then we had skies clearing, and then temperatures since then dropped. Yesterday morning, as an example, we had about 20 degrees. I went out walking, and all the swamps and ponds and so forth all held ice. Just a little bit at the edge of the lake, that's going to take a little longer to freeze. But this is something that usually doesn't freeze into November anyway. An interesting spinoff of all the rain was all of our ponds, many of which were very low, all of them now are holding a good amount of water. And I think that's just a terrific way to go into the cold season. I'm thinking in terms of what it's going to be like for next spring. There are many critters that rely on the ponds for reproducing in the springtime. And so I always like to go into the cold weather with a good amount of water in the ponds. And so it looks like maybe now it's going to happen. I was concerned about it earlier because it was so dry. But quite a fabulous, fabulous storm. We are now going to end the month. Statistically, we will still be a bit above normal. We're going to be about 3 degrees above normal for the whole month, but nothing like it looked like it was going to be earlier. The migration continues. We've had a movement of a snow bunting still going on. During my walk this morning, I saw a few more. Juncos and tree sparrows still hanging around. We have purple finches and goldfinches that are now starting to come to bird feeder. We had the first red-breast nuthatch come by this morning. Up until the ice, I was still seeing ducks out in a pond. We had wood ducks that had been hanging around very late. And we had a visit. I had mentioned last time about seeing some trumpeter swans. Well, mm-hmm. We saw a couple more this week. One of the other things coming to the feeders, of course, is at night, and that is flying squirrels. Every night now we're seeing flying squirrels. And they are just terrific. They are so interesting to watch. They never come out in the daytime, but at night and sometimes in the early morning, they're still at the feeders, feeding on sunflower seeds. They're flat tail and very soft fur, big eyes. They're just gorgeous critters. Mm-hmm. And last night we had about 4 of them. Now, I'm a World Series fan and baseball fan, and so I was watching the World Series. I was hoping for Texas to do better than they are, so when the game got bad, I just would turn around and look the other direction, look out the window and watch the flying squirrels, and that had much better results. In addition to that, I think if we have some mild days, we may still see a few insects, but I think this chilly temperatures, along with the wet, has pretty much slowed down most of the insects. There are those that hibernate, of course, and they still may be around, a good example being the ladybugs. But for the most part, I think we've seen maybe some of the last of the dragonflies and the grasshoppers and the butterflies. Tree color is certainly waning. Very few places still have the color, but it's out there. The one I was noticing, I was in Duluth yesterday, and the one I was noticing at a number of places is weeping willow. Weeping willow, many of the trees still are largely green, and they do turn yellow, but they're in no particular hurry. This is an example of a plant that was brought here from another part of the country. They're not native, and so therefore their system, you might say, is not quite acclimatized to our temperatures. And so it takes them a long time before they turn yellow, but they will. So I expect this next week we'll still see yellow in the weeping willows. Lilac is another one. Lilac holds on to its leaves as long as it can. I have a lilac right out here that still has leaves, but they're starting to drop. And I wouldn't be surprised by this time next week they would have been all dropped. Buckthorn is another one. This is one really gets in the news this time of year because the leaves are still green, and it's very easy to see. And, of course, they're not a pleasant plant to have. A lot of people, when you get buckthorn, want to get rid of it because it will start to move away the other native plants and get into their place. And so, but it really shows up this time of year. There's also plenty of red leaves out there yet if you want to take a look at some shrubs. Sometimes these shrubs, like the low blueberry, are just a foot or so tall, but they're bright red right now. They're really pretty. I saw them as recently as yesterday. Blackberries are that way. Some raspberries, strawberries, bunchberry, they're very colorful right now. And then, of course, there is, thanks to the recent rains, we've had some fungus. I was out on a walk yesterday. This is an interesting thing to find at about Halloween. But I was out on a walk yesterday, and thanks to the recent rains, I found some jelly fungus. A jelly fungus will look kind of like leather when it's dry, but when it rains, it absorbs that and just stands out like jelly, feels like jelly. Well, the two I found, one of them was brown and the other one was yellow. This yellow jelly fungus is commonly called witch's butter. And so what a neat time to find it right before Halloween. So there's also still plenty of berries on various trees and shrubs out there. So, yes, it's a really neat time to get out and take a walk. This is Otwin. Get out there and take a walk. So take care.
Thank you, Larry. See you next Saturday. Larry Weber there, the phenologist that joins us on North Shore Weekend at about 9:30 every Saturday morning and lets us know what's happening outdoors.